perfect. Ah, yeah. I'll just bask in that for a minute. I was thinking about, because the second song that Andrea is going to be singing a little bit later on is just totally a dance song. And I thought I was out here just dancing crazy, actually behind them, because, you know, let's not let anybody watch that. However, I am going to charge to everyone to dance. It's like that one saying, dance like nobody's watching, love like you'll never be hurt, sing like nobody's listening, and live like it's heaven on earth. Ah, so I invite you to do that today. I'm just really excited. Yay, those of us that got up. Got up early and in the rain, and we're here. I'm from Nebraska, so when it rains, I always think, it seems like a lot of people make things, oh, it's raining. I can't get out and drive in that. And I'm thinking, oh, I've driven through a blizzard. Come on, people. Let's get up. Let's get out there. Let's do this thing. So I'm really, really excited about bringing my point from last week all the way full circle. Because somebody asked me a question last week, and it's like, oh, yeah, maybe I didn't clarify that as much as I would have wanted to. So I'm going to clarify things really, really well today. So, isn't that funny? Let me just clean up my work from last week. And I forgive myself for that, so it's all good. By the way, the next time that Andrea, do you like Andrea? Okay, Andrea. I have a cousin, and it's Andrea or Andrea. Which one? So, anyway, the next time she sings here, her husband, Billy, is going to be doing a forgiveness workshop. So, I forgive myself already because I know that I'm already tuned in. Today's talk title is Your Impersonal Self. And we're talking this month about being rooted in the divine. What's interesting to me is sometimes we walk around like we're not a miracle, yet just like the beautiful music today, we're a miracle. We are where the glorious intersection of the infinite and the finite meet. There's spirit running through us, and we're all connected to that amazing spirit. And last week, I talked about the three things that we basically need to do to create what it is that we're wanting. The first is to build an image of the thing that you want in mind. Build it in mind. Be clear. Ask and it's given. So the first thing is we get clarity about what it is that we're wanting. The second thing is create a consciousness of expectation. You know, once we ask, we have to just expect and know that Spirit is guiding and directing us to that, which takes us to the third step, which is listening and then taking action. It's like we have to tune into that inner knower. It's like, okay, Spirit, here's my image. I'm knowing that that's coming. What is my work to do? And because in here our positive prayer is called treatment, we say treat and move your feet. So we do our spiritual mind treatment. We have that expectation that it's coming. Just like we place an order with Amazon, we know once we hit send, it's coming to us. And we're excited about that, yet we'll put an order into the universe, into God, the infinite intelligence that creates the stars and the planets, and we'll just, oh, I don't know if it's going to come. I don't know if it's going to show up. But this is where the impersonal and the personal is there, because just like gravity, Spirit doesn't play favorites. That God essence doesn't say, oh, I like you better than you, so you're going to get everything and you get nothing. Because sometimes we think, oh, I'm just this little person and I don't deserve anything. The only person, the only thing that keeps us from our good is ourselves. Ugh! We block our good. Anyone ever do that? Block, block, block. And sometimes it's not as conscious as we would like it to be. So because I'm talking about creating the image of what it is that you're wanting, I'm teaching Beyond Limits today, and so I've asked the class in mind, I've asked my class if we could take the first half hour and do our class and then take the rest of the time and do vision boards. So if you want to hang out and have coffee afterwards and right at noon come upstairs into room 206 and create a vision board, I brought extra boards. We can create a vision board for that which you are wanting. Getting the clear vision of what it is, because the more we look at it, and this is just for fun and play because it's a rainy day, and what else are we going to do, right? So it's a great day to do that, to come up and create a vision board. Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind. The only thing that can I, go, that, let me start over. I forgive myself. It's all good. The only thing that can deny God, Spirit, is yourself. The highest mental practice is to listen to this inner voice and declare its presence. Listen to that inner knower that's guiding and directing us, yet many times we just want to put our earmuffs on and not listen to what Spirit is saying. Yet it gets louder and louder. It's like there's an inner calling saying, you got to step up. Step out of your little space. Step out of your comfort zone. Do something. Move this way. Do that. Open this door. Take this phone call. Create an image for that which you are wanting. Otherwise, we're just going through life, just going through life, going through life, instead of allowing the divinity of Spirit to flow through and allow ourselves to come out and play full circle. Come out on the game. Come out and play the game of life. Now, Friday night, some of you were here. I did a hypnosis show on Friday night. Woo, for those that were here. So a long time ago, it's the same time I was taking my practitioner classes, I was a counselor, and one of our psychiatrists on the clinic actually was using hypnosis to help people with different addictions, and that was working better than anything else. So one of the nurses and I went and took one of the hypnosis classes, and I learned so much about the power of our subconscious mind. I was learning the same thing. I love it when you're learning it here and you're learning it here, but I was learning it in Science of Mind, the power of our subconscious mind, and we move in the direction of our most dominant thought. Dominant thought goes into our subconscious mind. So we have our conscious monkey mind chatter, and it's just taking in everything. And then our subconscious mind is guiding and directing. It can't say, don't put that in there, don't think about that. So if we're thinking negative or positive, everything goes into the subconscious mind. And I always think of it like a tally or balance sheet. Whatever my predominant thoughts are, whether they're negative, maybe I have 100 negative thoughts, and I have 5 positive thoughts. Somewhere the balance is going to be here. And that's why it's so important for us to do our affirmations, to affirm that which we are wanting. I know a lot of people say face reality. Well, we are creating reality. They said face reality back in the day before they knew that we're creating reality. And if we're creating reality, then I want to create pictures of the things that I am choosing, not the way things are. Because each and every one of us have the ability and the power within to help make those subtle shifts in the universe to create a world that works for everyone, to create peace on earth. And it's possible. It's just getting our minds clear and forgetting about what's going on out here, but realize what's going on inside here. What are my thoughts? Am I lifting up the vibration of the universe or am I pulling it down? Am I holding myself back or am I allowing myself to move forward and to get excited about life and get to that space of, I know that all things are possible and I've already placed my order with Spirit, so I know it's coming. I've already planted the seeds. And every time I garden, I plant the seeds and I know it's going to grow. I know it's going to grow. So it's the same thing with the fertile soil of our mind, getting very clear about what it is that we're wanting to create. And what's interesting to me is that people will spend more time planning out their 2-week vacation than they will the rest of their lives. You know, it's like, oh, we're going to go here, we're going to go here, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Well, create the rest of your life. What is it that you want to experience in life? We're here to have fun. We're here to be joyful. We're here to allow. We're here to dance like nobody's watching. We're here to allow ourselves good and not get in the way of that. Ernest Holmes says this in the Science of Mind textbook. Our consciousness of God is both personal and impersonal. It is personal in the personification through us as it is impersonal in all that we are using as a universal power. When we know that we are using such a power, all doubt as to our ability to use it will vanish and our words will be spoken with spontaneous reliance of the truth. So the more we get in tune with that universal power and know that every word that we speak is like a universal boomerang. We throw it out there and the universe brings it back, manifested. The only thing blocking it is us, blocking our good. Now, I'm going to come back to Friday night. I did a hypnosis show. So I had done clinical hypnosis for many years, and my daughter kept saying, do stage hypnosis. It's laughter therapy. And I thought, no, that's going to make a mockery of what I do. Well, what I learned by doing stage hypnosis, it is really actually laughter therapy, but I also learned the incredible power of every single word that we say, because I have to be very mindful of the words that I'm saying. Now, I was, when I came on Friday night and I saw that we didn't have a bunch of teens, because teenagers will, they're usually free spirits, they'll come, they're okay, they just will do what they do. I only had 5 volunteers, and it was interesting. I was happy to have 5 volunteers, thank goodness, because when you're having a show and you're depending on volunteers, you really want to make sure that people are, somebody's going to volunteer, come on, somebody's got to do it. So I had 5 volunteers, and 2 of the volunteers were really, really receptive and really good, just didn't have any blocks, went into their own little bubble. And when we go into our own little bubble, not worried about what the world out here is saying or thinking, then our body and our spirit can just move in the right and perfect direction. Yet then I had 3 others that were resisting. One that resisted for most of the show until the very end. And then finally kind of got there. But it's like sometimes we resist. It's like, I'm not trusting. I'm not trusting that I won't look stupid. I'm not trusting the steps that I'll take. I'm not trusting the words. And so we put up the blocks. And it was a great vision for those that just allow spirit to flow and just follow the wonderful suggestions, follow the flow of the universe, and those that put up the blocks. I want to be one to tear down those blocks and allow spirit to guide and direct, to dance like nobody's watching, to sing like nobody's listening, loud and proud. I want to say Scott does that in the morning when we get here. It's awesome. Not like we're listening. Love like you've never been hurt and live like it's heaven on earth. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. I know he's going to do a solo again for us someday. So looking at our own lives, creating, first step, creating, and taking time with yourself. What is it in life that I want to experience? Write that down. Or do like we're going to do in the vision board workshop if you don't join us. I do encourage you to join us. Cut out pictures and magazines of things that you're wanting. They actually have apps for that called mind mapping. You can create something on your own phone and have it right there, but keep those visions of what it is that you're wanting and experiencing in living color, laughter, health, vibrancy, love, creative expression. So get clear about what it is that you're wanting to express in life. The next is be with that excited expectancy, like a child on Christmas evening. Christmas Eve, they're excited. They know that Santa's going to bring them something. Well, spirit is more powerful than that. It'll bring us stuff in the easiest, softest, gentlest way that it can, based on all the layers and blocks that we have. It's like, block my good, block my good, block my good. But when we get to that space of just knowing that we are absolutely worthy without a shadow of a doubt, then spirit can just keep guiding and directing, and we just tune in and listen. What are my steps to take? What is mine to do? And sometimes it's stepping out of our comfort zone. Anybody like their comfort zone? We get so comfortable in our comfort zone. But sometimes it's stepping out of our comfort zone and doing what spirit is calling us to do. Making that phone call, opening that door, calling that person, having a conversation, forgiving ourselves, releasing it, letting go. Because many times we just beat ourselves up for stuff that we did 15 years ago, 30 years ago. We're beating ourselves up. Put it down. Let it go. Ernest Holmes goes on to say, don't walk this alone. It is not necessary. We are served by others reminding us of what is true and real. That's where it's really encouraging to have, well, like Sunday to come to service and have community to remind us of our divinity, because sometimes we forget. Also great to have a mastermind group or to have a partner that you call, somebody that keeps you on track. It's like, did you connect today? Did you go inside and listen to that inner knower inside? Because that inner knower inside each of us is guiding and directing. Yeah, we just get so busy. We're so busy, right? We're just so busy. We got stuff to do. I got to get on my phone. I got to put stuff on Facebook. I got to do this. I got to do that, right? We got to do all this stuff. And then there's work and there's life and there's conversations. Yet the most important conversation is with that inner knower inside of us, sitting in the silence for just a few minutes every day. Einstein once said, if you can visualize for 10 minutes every day, you can step right into the picture. Yet that 10 minutes sometimes, it's like, oh, I'm too busy. I don't have 10 minutes. We do. We do. And that is the most important work that we do, is really sitting and listening to that inner knower. Ernest Holmes goes on to say in The Science of Mind, the law that has done all it can automatically do for you, it has evolved you to a point of individuality and now must let you alone to discover the secrets of life for yourself. Discovering the secrets of life for yourself, it's all inside of you. I went to A Wrinkle in Time. Anybody go to that movie yet? Somebody said, it's a kid's movie. I'm not going. It's like, no, it's a brilliant movie. It's great. It was wonderful. I really loved it. It was very, very colorful and wonderful and vibrant. And the main key was loving yourself just as you are. Because when you make peace with yourself and love yourself just as you are, then it's easy to move to the next level and the next level and to allow yourself your dreams instead of blocking it. So making peace with yourself just as you are, regardless of size, regardless of health, regardless of mental capacity, regardless of anything that you've done in the past, it's like, let me put that down and let me love myself just as I am. We get so busy comparing ourselves with life, with other people, with the coulda, woulda, shouldas, and then we block ourselves. It's like, you know what? Let me put that down, because today starts right now. The rest of our life starts right now. So right now we can just forgive ourselves and know that we are absolutely worthy of the best life ever. Are you ready for the best life ever? Best life ever. Yeah, I'm ready for the best life ever. And when we state it, we create it. Remember that line. I state it, I create it. And then we just have to get out of our own way, get our bloated nothingness out of the way, as Emerson would say, and allow spirit, the spiritual part of us, because we're that infinite and we're that individualized, finite, individualized creation of spirit. And the fact that we're not all walking around like, oh my God, I'm a miracle, is interesting, right? Wouldn't that be great if everybody walked around like that? Oh my God, I'm a miracle. Here I am, and here you are. Miracles, amazing, brilliant. And the more we see the divinity out there, the more we see the divinity in here. That is the namaste. The divinity in me celebrates the divinity in you. And so the more we recognize it, the more we recognize it in ourselves and in everyone. And if we could just walk around noticing the divinity in everyone, it lifts the vibration of the universe, the vibration of ourselves, up to another level. And then we just allow spirit. It just sounds so simple, doesn't it? It's simple, yet it's not easy, because it's a discipline that we have to do every single day and every single waking moment, being mindful of our thoughts, of our words, of our beliefs, because we're putting it all into the subconscious mind. And again, we move in the direction of our most dominant thoughts. So if I have more negative thoughts than positive thoughts, my tally sheet's going to be about here, and that's what I'm going to manifest. So the more positive I can be thinking, the more I'm putting those wonderful seeds in my mind, and then I'm moving in that direction. Because spirit, the universe, love, the law, always says yes. The universe is conspiring for our highest and best always, yet it always says yes to us. And if we say, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve, oh, I did that thing 15 years ago, I should beat myself up forever, the universe says yes. If I'm noticing something in someone else, because the universe doesn't know the difference between you and I, because we're all connected, it says, yes, that's true for you. So I want to just notice the good, the amazing, the brilliance in everyone else, because that's also true for me. And as we're creating a world that works for everyone, we want it to be a world full of love. We want to make sure that we're coming out on this playing field knowing that we're all a team and we're all in this together. And knowing that the only time anybody ever acts out is because they're not feeling the love or knowing the divinity and the magic of who they are. So let me know the divinity and the love of who they are, because that'll lift us all up. You spot it, you got it. When we state it, we create it. So making sure that we're being mindful of that all week long, at least all week long, and at least all day long today, right? Knowing that the rain is calming everything down, it's cleansing everything, as Betty was saying, that everything's clean and clear, and that as we walk out into life, the sunshine is shining for us, even behind the clouds, and the light is within, and it's out there. So within, so without. So see the sunshine, the light, the love in everyone, and take some time to really create the image of that which you are wanting and that which you are choosing, and know that you are absolutely deserving and worthy of having the best life ever. Sounds good? Yeah, okay. So let's take our image of the divinity of who we are, this beautiful light, and let's go inside our heart of hearts, closing our eyes to any distractions. As we breathe in the fullness of life, letting go of anything that doesn't serve us. Knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence. Knowing that it flows right where we are. We are the infinite, individualized, yet all connected. Knowing that spirit is guiding and directing. All we need to do is just tune in. Tune into that infinite wisdom that's flowing. Knowing that the inner spirit just knows that it knows that it knows that it knows the right and perfect steps each and every day, each and every moment. That from this moment forward, we claim divine health. I speak my word and claim for each and every person here the breath of life, cleaning, cleansing every cell as it vibrates at a whole new level, a whole new light, that there is strength, there is power, there is passion, there is love in every cell, that we just get out of our own way and just allow the creativity of spirit as we dance like no one's watching. We love knowing we'll never be hurt. We sing like no one's listening. And we live like it's heaven on earth. Heaven is right where we are. As we create the best life ever, as we just say yes, yes, yes to the goodness. Letting go of any blocks, continuing the good flow. As we step into gratitude, I am so grateful for the beauty, the brilliance, the divinity of the I am that flows individualized in front of me, always. The gratitude for the individualized self, for the creative I am that we are beautifully, brilliantly, for the health, the prosperity, the abundance, the clarity, and the love that flows right here, right now. As I release my word into the universal action of the law, knowing that my word is never returned void, as we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is.